Vanity, vanity, all is vanity. All who have ever lived will die. Rich or poor, death doesn't care at all. He will take them, despite whether they have lots of money or no money. Death is the great equaliser of mankind. It is not a respecter of persons. The rich leave their money and their belongings behind for others who they don't know, who will use it or who will squander it as they see fit. They can't take their wealth with them when they die. Turn, please, to Proverbs 13. Proverbs 13. And in verse 7. There is one who makes himself rich, yet has nothing, and one who makes himself poor, yet has great riches. Bill Gates is the fourth richest man in the world. He has a net worth of $122 billion. People like him, who have vast wealth, think they can decide what is best for all of mankind. But they, despite their vast wealth, have nothing. They've built their wealth on competition, on deceit, on knowledge, but the knowledge from the wrong tree, from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They don't have real knowledge. They don't have real hope. They certainly don't have wisdom. What hope do the richest men in the world actually have? Elon Musk is the richest man in the world, and he makes Bill Gates look like a pauper. He has $228 billion net value. What does he hope for? That one day, by 2117, man might colonise Mars. Compare that to the hope that we have. A hope which is a future reality that we've been hearing about all week. That man will rule not just Mars, but the whole universe under God. And that God will accomplish that, a man will be out in the universe. That is a future reality. We won't need spacecraft to protect us from the ravages of space. We will be God beings out there finishing the creation of the universe. But the billionaires around the world, they give offerings to their gods. How much will they give to the god of climate change? How much will the billionaires force mankind to sacrifice to that god? How much will Bill Gates give the god of medicine and vaccinations? Or Elon Musk to the god of technology, so that one day man can walk on Mars in feeble spacesuits? What mankind gives to their powerless gods is vast. And God sits on his throne and he laughs at man's schemes. We who are gathered here today give offerings to the one who created it all through his son. His son spoke and the very universe came into existence. Even if we could give the sums of money comparable to that given by billionaires, how does that compare? Turn, please, to Micah 6, and starting in verse 6, we can see that we can never outgive God. God has given us far more. Micah 6, and starting in verse 6, with what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come with him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? The billionaires and the elites think that they can outgive God. That's how perverted and off target their thinking is. Sad part is mankind does give their firstborn to the god of abortion and medicine. But what is more valuable to God than gold and silver? Than those rivers of oil? In verse 8, continuing on, he has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God? It is to walk humbly before the true God in heaven, the one who has the power over life and over death, the one whose Son willingly sacrificed himself that we might live, so that all of mankind who has ever lived, the small, the great, the rich and the poor, might live again, but live with true life And that is what this day pictures. The true God offers mankind the tree of life. God's people, the weak of the world, those who the world think of as uneducated, God's called out ones, the very future sons and daughters of God, we are the ones with true wealth, not the billionaires around the world, not the elite. We need to understand that all of us, including our brethren in Nigeria and Africa, have more real wealth than Bill Gates does, or Elon Musk, or that they will ever have, or their entire combined wealth. Turn, please, to Matthew 6 and verse 19. Our wealth, which we have, does not perish. It is stored up somewhere safe. Matthew 6, verse 19. Do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Those who do will die with vast wealth beyond anything that Bill Gates and the world's elites can ever imagine. They all seek after immortality, and yet they do so with futility. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity with the physical world. Yet God offers immortality, eternal life, to those who love him and obey his voice. And one day soon, that will include Bill Gates and Elon Musk and all of the elite. In Ezekiel 37, at the beginning of the last great day, God raises everyone who has ever lived. Verses 1 through 12, and I'm not going to read them, but this section of scripture in Ezekiel pictures the miracle that is truly amazing, especially when you understand just how complex and how awesomely created the human body is. God, he will raise them back to life, a life in a world free from Satan, free from the insanity that we see all around us. And in verse 12 of Ezekiel 37, therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you from your graves. I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live. And I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord. We've been blessed with knowledge that we will see our loved ones again. My sister and I will meet our elder brother for the first time. My parents will be there for their firstborn son when he is brought back to life. How valuable is that knowledge? Far more than any money or any wealth that this world has to offer. Compare that to the knowledge that we have, the hope, that future reality, it is actually going to be coming here soon. This world has absolutely nothing to offer. Mankind has spent billions on killing people, but no matter how much it spends, it cannot bring someone back to life. And it will be those of us sitting here around the world observing this day, God's holy days, who will be teaching the resurrected in the future. And I really hope that it is one of our brethren from Nigeria that welcomes Bill Gates back to life and says, now, Bill, this is what true wealth is. They will be teaching them what real wealth is in the future. But this time round, they will be resurrected in a paradise. They will learn, they will understand that wealth and control is not the be-all and end-all, but that it is to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God, because their mind won't be hostile against God as they are now. They will be taught God's plan, his laws, his commandments, his whole way of life. They will be understanding what the whole duty of man is, to serve God. They will give offerings in that day to the one true God, not to the pagan gods that are around the world. Turn, please, to Deuteronomy 16 and verse 16. Three times a year, all your males shall appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, at the Feast of Weeks, and at the Feast of Tabernacles. and they shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessings of the Lord your God, which he has given you. We are to give as we have been blessed. We don't have the physical wealth that Bill Gates and Elon Musk have, but we have true riches. Being blessed with the Holy Spirit, we are blessed with the knowledge of what God is doing, his plan, the plan of God. We have the hope of a future reality. That is where real wealth is, stored up in heaven, not this worthless fiat paper currency we use on our day-to-day life. So let us humbly give an offering to God in a cheerful attitude, because we know that time is short. The millennium and the last great day that are going to be ruled by the kingdom of God is just around the corner, when all of mankind will have true wealth and they will be walking humbly before the one true God. Let us give an offering knowing that God has blessed us with true wealth. We are called the poor of the world, but we have true wealth. So while the offering is being taken up, we'll be listening to offering music sung to us by Mrs. Sylvia Duke, singing Psalm 126, Second Time Zion is Returning.